Welcome to Wake Up Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and your co-host, John, will be with us in just a moment. This radio show is particularly about railing on the New World Order, and John has some interesting things to say. We just talked before the show, and John explained that he watched a video about, I think it's Louis Farrakhan. I don't know everything about American history. Please don't judge me for that, but if I said his name wrong, please forgive me. But John did watch the movie that he did, and it has a lot of revealing information in it. He's going to share that with us. I'm thoroughly upset with the situation that we're in, but you never ever lose hope is the idea. Even though you're down, even though you're upset, there's still a glimmer of hope, and when you climb out of the hole, there's more hope, and there's it gets better and better. Now I just got to pull up John's name here in Facebook. And I had actually a number. I made a list, so it's not going to be overly mixed up stuff. But okay, here we go. Control V, enter, and he'll call in just a moment. I would like to make a recommendation to everybody who's listening to this, and for them to pass it on to everybody else. If you don't own a gas mask, if you don't have one in your possession, then go and get one, because they've already demonstrated 2 years ago in FEMA Region 3, they launched two rockets and dumped lithium over everybody in the region. And lithium is a mood stabilizer drug. It's actually like an element in the periodic table, but they use it as a mood stabilizer so that you're not like up and down and up and down. I take lithium, but it doesn't mean it's okay to dump it on people who are unaware, notwithstanding the fact that there's chemtrails and that people are being sprayed with chemicals like aluminum oxide and barium. These are also elements. Barium is a heavy metal, and strontium-90 is an even heavier metal, but it's radioactive. So they're dumping radioactive shit on us. And this has been going on for many years. And, trying to explain this to a dumb sheep is like, it's raining aluminum. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. No, it isn't. And they're so in the dark and they don't care that they accept what's going on as normal. I mean, all you have to really say to someone is when you're, someone who's like 30 or 35 or 40 years old, when you were a kid, when you looked up in the sky, you saw big fluffy clouds, right? Now all you see is like this chemical haze of shit. An airplane flies over and another one flies over, and then 10 minutes later, there's nothing but aluminum shit all over the place. So that said, John, what's going on? He's not on. I'm doing this by myself. Get a gas mask, okay? Go to your Army Surplus store and buy one. Order one. Get one. It's not about being paranoid at all. People who accuse people of being paranoid for getting ready for shit that may not even happen, but in this case probably will, they've got their heads up their ass. This head up your ass is the new term for sheep, because sheep just sounds too nice. Sounds fluffy and friendly and cute, and it's not. It's dirty and ugly and dark. It's head up your ass, and that's what these people are. So like, to reiterate, getting a gas mask isn't paranoid. It's being smart. It's being ready. It's being, you know, and even that might not save you. That's only assuming that, you know, they dump something on us using their fleet of airplanes as the delivery system. So, I mean, it's pretty scary stuff, and I hate to sort of shake you out of your complacency. If you're awake, I'm not shaking you, I'm just tapping you. And so, deficiency in human spirit. There's a problem with humanity, and it's systematic. It's systemic, I should say. Where ages ago people had a spirit and they understood what it was, and they grew to know what, you know, it is, and where nowadays people are so consumed by the television and movies and glitzy signs and glamour and fashion and sports and blah, 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 politics, you name it. There's so much shit occupying our minds that we don't care about the human spirit anymore, the collective or individual human spirit. And that's pretty sad. It's a sad case of humanity. Just imagine, you know, the human spirit is like a starving kid in Ethiopia, where once it was like, you know, a plump, I don't want to say chicken, a very plump man or a woman. That was the human spirit before. But here's Johnny.
Hey, James.
I was just talking about the deficiency in human spirit.
Okay.
That, you know, just imagine that the human spirit now is like an emaciated, starving, bony kid in Ethiopia.
Right.
Nothing on it.
Right. It's been fractured and dismantled, basically.
Yeah. The construct. This goes in line with what you were going to talk about with about Farrakhan. Is that the human spirit? They designed a way to eke it out of us. Like they distracted us. They whenever we would look at it this way, they would say, "No, look at it this way." And they took control of the church, the everything that speaks about truth, and you know, they covered it up. They made the Trinity a quaternary. It's a Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You know, like
right.
Okay, give me a break. That's not a Trinity. I don't know. So I'll let you get it, jump in and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, me and you were talking. I ran into a video about with Minister Farrakhan.
Right.
That was actually recorded, like, in the, I believe in the mid-90s around. And,
okay.
So, and here's the thing, you know, I don't know, you know, people, you know, get kind of crazy about him, you know, because of the Muslim thing and all of that. But honestly, I'm not in any way, shape, or form promoting any kind of
religion
at all.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
That's fine. It's the message, right? Like, I'm
right.
just jumping
and,
in because,
yeah.
Yeah.
So the specific video that I'm speaking about, it's him talking to his congregation in a huge hall and laying out the entire structure of the Rothschild dynasty and how it's basically subjugated the entire planet.
Right.
And through banking and finance and creating central banks, undermining governments and countries through their currency systems and overtaking
okay.
them in secret. And like here in America, you know, the majority of people believe that the Federal Reserve Bank is part of the United States government, when it's
right.
not. It's proven,
right.
you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt to be a privately owned bank.
There's nothing federal
run, about
it.
Right, exactly. It's as federal as Federal Express is.
Right.
And it's basically owned mostly by the Rothschilds and other, like the Rockefellers, the Astors, the Warburgs, all these different, you know, high echelon families.
Yep.
All own pieces of it. And in other words, how, and he explains from soup to nuts what, you know, they don't teach in schools, even in the best colleges like Harvard and, you know, Yale
yeah.
and stuff. They don't, you know, there aren't any classes on, you know, how to finance kings and governments, you know, how what happens behind the scenes there.
Okay.
And nobody gives it any thought, because who thinks about how, you know, who's financing, where governments get all this money, you know, for wars and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows, honestly, that it's absolutely true, because if you think about it, governments always have money for wars, but they never have money, you know, to help their homeless, to, you know, rebuild their infrastructure, you know, to help their own veteran soldiers coming back. Here in
right.
America, you know, veterans are being turned away even for the basic rights of you know, shelter and food. You know, they can't even get food stamps here.
Fuck, man.
You know, which is insane. And
yeah.
this is what people, you know, it's so blatantly in your face, but it's hushed. You
right.
know, where it's never talked about. And
yeah,
it needs to
taboo.
Be.
Right,
exactly.
I just want to jump in and say,
yeah.
people are inclined to be like, well, I'm just one stupid asshole. I can't do anything. You know,
right.
poor guy. You know, I can give him money on the street, but, you know, the
yeah.
government won't even give him fucking food stamps.
Right.
After he fought and died in Iraq, or fought in Iraq. You know, sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And so the bottom line is, I, you know, again, I'm not promoting religion in any way, shape, or form. I don't, you know, it's not even about the religion. It's about this man has the guts to basically stand up in a public forum, and in other words, tell people the absolute undeniable truth about what's going on, you know, with their country, and how
and risk his life.
Right, exactly. He's risking, you know, absolutely being assassinated, taken, you know, everybody, these people that enunciate the truth, you know, end up dying in mysterious ways all the time. And that takes guts, and that's what I commend this man for, regardless
yeah.
of his religious beliefs, anything like that, you know, any other, you know, motivations or whatever are irrelevant basically to me, because he's speaking the truth.
Right.
And he is viewed as a threat. And with good reason, because if enough people understand these truths, they wouldn't look at their government and the people in their government the same way.
Right.
And this absolutely needs to be exposed, to the point where too many people are speaking the truth for them to kill everybody, because that's
right.
the only, you know, that's the only weapon they have against the truth, is to shut people up through murder, through incarceration. You know, they ruin their lives and all kinds of stuff.
I hear you.
And this is what, you know, what the bottom line of what I'm working for. You know, I don't get anything from this. I don't get any monetary, you know, compensation or anything. I'm doing this because I care about people and I care about this planet. And enough people need to understand these truths and understand that, you know, the people running their government aren't on their side. They have, you know, they don't care about them. You know,
right.
the common man in all countries are just, you know, cattle to these people, to the elites. To be used, you know, for their own sick, twisted games. And you know, their bottom line, underlying game is New World Order. Is, you know,
right.
One world government, one world army, one world religion.
They've been planning it for
currency.
200 years. At least,
right.
Like Albert Pike, that Mason Illuminati,
yeah.
third degree, wrote about World War III, you know, like,
he wrote about all three wars.
Yeah, so like that means there's going to be a World War III. I mean, the one and two were mm-hmm. bang on. He was explicit in using particular wording, which is like
right. He spoke of he wrote about the Nazis and the Zionist political ideology, which is Israel, 70
right.
years before either of them came into existence.
Exactly. So,
so.
Are we to think that this isn't potentially possible? At the start
right.
of the show, I was telling everybody to get a gas mask. I was like, don't let
yeah.
people tell you you're paranoid because they're stupid. Mm. To be prepared for an event that may not happen is not stupid
yeah.
at all.
Absolutely
if it does
not.
Happen, you're prepared. If it does
right.
happen and they're not prepared, they're fucked. So
right.
that's the way I look at it. It's like they're fucking – I like to reiterate also that I don't call them stupid sheep anymore. I call them heads up their asses. And
I call
you know,
them zombies.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what I call
I say denigrate these people. Put them down. Make them
yeah,
feel like shit.
I do.
Because they need to. They need. That's the only thing we have that isn't illegal. I mean,
right.
You know, if they respect you enough to listen to you, for you
right.
to denigrate them and tell them they're idiots
right.
because you speak the truth, it comes straight
mm-hmm.
out of you. It comes out of your soul. It comes out of your mouth. You know, you're
right.
saying truth. And if it's not affecting them, then it's time to fucking bring out the verbal slap, you know, whack, 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 you fucking idiot, wake up.
Right.
Anyway, sorry.
And that's what I do. I do that all the time on my Facebook page. I just generalize. I write, you know, wake up, zombies, you know, you fucking zombified idiots. And I do. I have people that attack me on my page. I'm not a zombie, this, that. You know, I say to him, I didn't say a word to you. You know, like I didn't mean you specifically. It's and but the people that attack me know that they're zombified. In other words, the people that attack you the hardest about these issues that you know are absolutely true through you know research and you know that are just proven true. The people that attack you the hardest are the ones that deep down know it's true, but they want to hold on to their delusional life and their
right.
delusional outlook on the world.
Right. There's
and they're fighting you because
it.
you're bursting their bubble,
right,
which
exactly.
I love.
Actually,
because it lets me
it.
Know that, huh?
There's three ways to put it in other terms. It's being trumped. Is one
right?
Changing their worldview is another.
Exactly.
And what was the third? Who cares? The point is that there's many ways to put it to them that they should be
right.
able to understand it. If you're like,
right.
What's a worldview? You know, like,
yeah.
Then you just say,
exactly.
Well, I'm saying you're an idiot because you're stuck in your ways and you can't see it any other way.
Right.
Or whatever. Anyway.
No.
So sorry
and
about
so
it.
I get. I derive a lot of happiness from that fact alone of, you know, people attacking
yeah.
me because then I just hit them with more truth that pisses them off even more.
Right.
And they fight me even harder. And I just sit back and laugh because I know, you know, what I'm speaking is the truth. And they just, it infuriates them because they're confronted with their own ego. You know,
yeah.
the ego never wants to know that about its failures, about its, you know, about you know just thinking about things wrongly and about being wrong. So it's funny to see them react, you know, and it's what they deserve.
The strange
as hard
thing
as it hurts them.
Yeah, exactly. The strange thing happened to me when I was at camp when I was a kid. This little kid, it was so annoying. He's a little bastard. He insulted me. He made fun of me, and I tried to beat him up, and all he did was laugh. Even
yeah.
though I was a little bit bigger, and
mm-hmm.
I knew I was, like, getting in some good shots, but he laughed and laughed and laughed. And
yeah.
After a while, I was like, what is wrong with you?
Exactly.
It didn't work. It didn't. I couldn't hurt him. And
right.
He, you know, That's the way I see it with you, in a way, you know, like, or if you're the bearer of the truth, you know, and someone tries to come at you with lies and bullshit, you can just laugh at them because it doesn't hurt. It bounces right off you, you know. It's not mm-hmm. hard to say what the truth is. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 + 2 = 4 is a basic fucking truth. The sky
right.
was blue. Now it's chemtrail baby blue.
Right.
Anyway, I don't mean to say that, but it's just, there's certain things in life that are fucking true to the core. And
uh-huh.
some people have been lied to about what these things are. And
right.
It's like trying to build a structure on when there's like little to no foundation. You know, it's
right.
you're building something on quicksand, and
right.
people build their arguments on quicksand, and you know the whole thing just goes right in,
right?
Because it's garbage. But if you built a fucking solid brick, fucking you know, pile driven, fucking huge goddamn girders deep into the ground, and you know it's on bedrock, and you know like you're standing on solid ground, and you know the
right.
truth, and you speak from the heart, and you tell the truth. People
mm-hmm.
are like, whoa, you know, like, is he preaching? I hate
yeah.
that one. I hate that fucking shit. When people say you're
yeah.
preaching, that's
yeah.
that's a pile of garbage. You know, you're just telling the truth. You're not preaching. Preaching is like, it implies that you have a fucking hidden agenda. That's what
right.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you
Absolutely.
Stand on a soapbox and start telling everybody, that's no. You know, Farrakhan was a minister. That's another deal. I mean, or
right.
he was a religious guy. Those guys stand mm-hmm. up in pulpits and fucking on dioceses and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not standing. I'm standing on my fucking kitchen floor. So
me too.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I'm about to pour a glass of water. And it's fluoride-free water, but there's chlorine in it.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about the vision of the future, man. Let's talk about, like,
okay.
The not the new world order, but a future that is good for everybody.
Yeah.
You know? I'll be honest with you. I don't see unicorns in this, but I do see puppy dogs and rainbows and, you know,
mm-hmm.
animals living with people, and sort of like a harmony where our third eye is in tune with the universe, and you know, people open their third eye. It's not
right.
shriveled up like it has been for like the last
right.
150 years. And
by a fluoride, mostly.
Yeah, I say it like almost gleefully there. Yeah, no, it's fucking no. That's garbage. It's fucking.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what. It's almost proof in the pudding is that I lived in Windsor, Ontario, went to school in London, lived in Toronto, and then moved up here.
Mm-hmm.
And all through Ontario, it's fluoridated water. When I got here,
yeah.
started having
yeah.
mental problems. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, they call it mental problems. It's what society does to you when
right.
you're different, you know. Oh, you must
right.
have mental
exactly.
problems.
Yeah,
you need
pharmaceutical
drugs
to straighten you out.
You need more fluoride, buddy.
Yeah, and you need more drugs.
So,
you need psychotropic drugs to straighten you out and make you well.
Well, that's basically, you know, Jesus, that's what they did to me. And
yeah,
and I'm just looking at the Statue of Liberty right now.
Yeah.
Not
oh, did
my
you
window.
Hear they evacuated it last night? Yesterday?
Yeah, that's so funny that I brought it up, and that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Twin Towers and the Statue of Liberty in my poster, and the Statue of Liberty has three holes at the base. That's
yeah.
111.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah,
you know the Statue of Liberty thing? Of course, everything that happens today, which is like a terrorist scare, I don't even know
yeah.
if it was a terrorist scare. I don't know if it was. I just saw a picture.
Well,
they
claim it was a bomb threat. They had to evacuate, and a bomb squad went in there and stuff.
Oh, my God.
But
well,
I think it's just to scare people. There was a headline on top of one of the videos about it, and it said, like, we're guessing you aren't scared enough out there. So they had to scare you some more with, you know, they got
oh,
the Statue
well, you know
of
what?
Liberty.
When I was in high school, I was writing a calculus exam, and we had a bomb threat, you know? These happen all the fucking time, everywhere. And, you know, it could have been some little kid that called up and did that, you know? Like, you just don't know. Another thing that happened recently is one of my friends, really stupid, retarded, ugly, fucking ugly in the soul, ugly person, girlfriends, was shouting terrorist at me through the phone.
Really?
You know, through, he was on the phone talking to me, and she was going, terrorist, terrorist, you know, like it was funny, you know? Like, I like being labeled something that is... It reminds me of 1984, where the kids that are juvenile and in this book, they're pretty stupid. I mean, the entire society is dumbed down by a redacted dictionary, but and changed words so people forget what the words are and shit like that. The kids rat out their parents and then they get rewarded. So if you rat out your mom and dad for saying something about the government. They send you to they call it a joy camp. Can you believe the connection? A joy camp. And
it's like the fun camp.
Fuck. Man.
Unbelievable.
It's right around the corner, man.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I would say, you know what? I was thinking about it today. I was thinking, I think the safest place for me to be would be in, like, somewhere in the States, because there would be people who could protect me, you know, and I could help out. I could fight with them.
Come on down to Brooklyn, buddy. You're more than welcome.
Well, shit, I'd love to, man. I fucking would, man. I'd love to. It just, I don't know, man. I'd love to. My passport's expired. I got to get a new one. But I was also thinking, you know, why pay the $80 to get a new passport? It's like, it's going to be over soon. But
Just go around the checkpoint and continue on.
I'll tell you something. I kayaked across from Belle Isle in Detroit to Windsor without going through customs. That was years ago. I bought the kayak in Detroit, and I paddled it back. I didn't have to. It was $1,400 for the fucking kayak, American, and like, I wanted to pay something for that, you know, extra for that. But there are ways.
That's good. You were actually a free man now.
Well, you know, if my sister, God bless her, she was one of those people who did everything she was told, and she thought that by being so good and perfect, and not perfect, but approaching perfection, but doing everything. My dad was a strict father, and you know, what I'm trying to say is that she was not happy, and she didn't have friends, and she didn't learn through making her own mistakes. She always did what she was told. That's my example, is that if you follow the straight line, the straight path, and you don't smell roses, or, you know, like, if you don't try to grow your mind or experiment or test things, you'll be always confined within those limits where that's your understanding is only what you were told, and you can't speak the truth because you don't know. It's fucking hilarious how it works. It's so simple.
Right, and that's why it's done to the masses, is to limit your understanding of what the truth is. So you can't, you know, grow out of the system and understand that the system itself is just a construct to hold you within it.
Right.
You know?
It's like a boat.
To
a boat
stop
is
you
a
from
construct.
Being truly free, you know, in your conscience and in your, you know, your daily life. Because if you think about it, think about, you know, how much the system imposes on your life on a daily basis. You know, it's like prevalent in everything, you know, from just, you know, I mean, anything and everything, the system is in your face telling you what to do, how to live, how to be. You know, and if when you truly come to the realization through research about the system itself and the whole construct of society and I marvel at standing back and looking at it and seeing it for the gigantic farce that it is, the gigantic just control, flat out control system that it is, and how badly people are brainwashed and zombified and duped into it.
Tell me about it.
You know, it's basically a circle of normalcy that's policed by the people. The elites that impose this control system on us don't even have to police us, really, because we end up policing ourselves.
Right. I haven't heard that word.
To believe in the belief that we're keeping our own sanity, because if you see somebody step out of the circle of normalcy, you have to draw them back in to keep your own sanity, to keep the bullshit story going. You know, you understand what I mean? So the elites don't even have to do anything. You know, you police your own prison, in other words. You're the guard and the prisoner at the same time.
Okay, that's a good analogy. I was going to say, when I went nuts, I mean, I like saying that. I like telling people that, so they feel like, what's that about? You know, like, he was nuts. I'm glad I'm not nuts. You know, but in another sense, it's like, I'm definitely different than you, so don't even try to talk to me about it. And so what I was trying to say is that after I had major mental issues, I landed in the hospital, and when I got out, all my friends reacted to me like I was an alien, and it made me sad. It made me like, I'm not the
former because
self.
You're alienated.
Exactly, and you know you get depressed, and you're like, I don't want to feel depressed, I'm gonna deny this natural fucking function of my mind, and to conform with and be like I was, you know. Like it used to be. If someone takes your fucking car away, you want it back. You know?
Yeah.
So
I watched Terrence McKenna has a whole lecture about it. And the title of the lecture is called The Cost of Sanity is Alienation.
Okay.
Which, if you listen to it and listen to what he says, it's so true. In other words, you know, once you get to a point where you realize that the society and the control system is so, you know, just what it is, it's just a control system, and everybody in it is duped and brainwashed, and you're not anymore.
Right.
That, in turn, immediately causes the people around you to alienate you and think that you're crazy when you're not. You're actually sane. Everybody else is crazy. But the cost of sanity is alienation, and you should embrace it. You shouldn't, you know, and automatically, you know, people, because of the control system, they want friendships, they want to be around people, they want friends and everything. The cost of that being sane is the alienation of the people, you know, you used to pal around with and everything. And once you have the epiphany about the control system, they don't want anything to do with you anymore. They think you're nuts. And you long for that camaraderie that you lose because of your, you know, enlightenment.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny.
And you have to get used to that. And you have to see that that's a control mechanism too, and that you should actually embrace your alienation. Because being alive, you know, I found out by being, you know, through years of being an artist and stuff, that, you know, being alone isn't a bad thing. That it's, in other words, it's portrayed to be. If you're a loner, you know, there's something wrong with you. Oh, he's a weirdo. No, I enjoy being by myself. I don't need anybody to be around me for me to be happy. I make myself happy, and that's what they don't want.
And you turn out to be one of the best, coolest guys I've ever met, man.
That's
honestly,
absolutely right.
Yeah, and
I'm not even tooting my own horn. I'm just saying.
You know,
I recognize that.
You are fucking well enough. You're a good guy, you're smart, you're open-minded, you're awake, you're aware, you care, you're doing all the right things. It's like, wow. You don't come across many people like that, at least if you're a loner.
Right.
But I'm a loner, But I wasn't always
so
like
am
this.
I. I've been alone
in
my
whole
life.
I used to go out and do stuff, but, you know, I was mostly
you know
alone
what's funny?
Doing it. What?
I just want to say one more thing.
Okay.
I've been a loner since I'm a child. I started cutting out of school in elementary school because
okay.
I knew it was nothing but bullshit. The entire, you know, it's a control system.
Right.
And an indoctrination and brainwashing system is all that, you know, public schools are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're government-imposed indoctrination systems. And I rejected it from a very early age.
Right.
And I dropped out of school in the sixth grade. I started cutting out in the fifth grade, which is elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And when I graduated into junior high school, I just dropped out. I went a few days and I said, fuck this shit, man.
Yeah.
I started cutting out with my friends and I never went to school. And I got 10 times a better education about the world and who I am and myself and than
right.
school ever could have gave me. So I don't regret any of it. Fuck school. School is nothing but a giant bullshit story, start to finish.
I hear you. Like, there's advantages to learning, but you don't have to be in a mediocre fucking setting where,
right.
you know, there's 40 of you, and it's only as intelligent as the halfway mark of the class, where you have, like, you know, a bunch of stupid kids and a bunch of really super smart kids and then
uh-huh.
everybody else. You know, like, I don't want to be, I just want to be me. And that's why I'm
right.
like a proponent for homeschooling. I think homeschooling is the
right.
smartest thing you could do.
Right.
Your kid will only be as smart as you teach them to be, and that's
right.
a reflection
and that's
on you.
My problem with schooling now is that I've learned about it through research is, you know, who owns, especially, you know, even, you know, like I'm saying, you know, junior high school, high school, you know,
yeah.
who are the teachers? Who would, you know, where did, you know, who's teaching, where is the education coming from?
Right.
And what are they actually teaching you? This is what
okay.
needs to be looked at. And on top of it, when you get into the university level and colleges, you know, who owns these colleges? Who pays the professors? And what are they telling them? You know, in other words, the professors that teach, you know, education in colleges are bought and paid for.
Right.
And they're handed down a certain curriculum that they pass down to their students. So in actuality, you're still being brainwashed heavily all the way up in through the university level.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all bullshit because, you know, they don't teach you, you know, they don't teach you the real things you need to actually live a good life. You know, they
yeah.
teach you the majority of the education people get is just mindless bullshit that is meaningless and is not really, you know, applicable in the real world.
Well,
is my view.
I agree.
You know, they don't teach you about the Fibonacci sequence, how it's present throughout all of nature, you know, how it's, you know, manifested by an unseen force. You know, they don't teach you any of this. So much. True knowledge is withheld and held down and held back
that's
from the people
that's
to keep
secret
them.
Secret ancient knowledge that only the Illuminati can know.
Exactly. How come that isn't taught? How come the real true things that would bring, you know, this planet up to a higher level are constricted and held
back?
All
right, let's go there. So bring the bring the level of the planet to a higher level where a higher
right.
level of consciousness, intelligence.
Right.
Proper health,
right,
you know,
and caring for your fellow man and nature itself.
Goddamn, be custodians of Earth,
right?
And never ever let this happen again.
Nature. Exactly.
Never ever let this happen again.
That's the kind of education I'm about, James. That's the kind of education I'm about.
Oh God!
How come?
Well,
you know what I mean? Imagine the world what it would be if that were the education. You know, think of how beautiful a place this world would be.
Sorry, I'm dying here.
That's good stuff.
In your throat. Well, I'm still here. Got a buzz
right.
though.
Good.
I like.
So, but that's my thing. Is, in other words, you know, if true applicable knowledge that we're able to, you know, in other words, institute real change in the world to help people, help nature, help, you know. I mean, if you think about it, the planet as a whole is in such peril right now, and the same archaic ideologies and institutional forms of education are still in place and are not being, you know, the majority of the university system now is just a profit machine.
Right.
Especially in America. You know, you pay stupid amounts of money to get an education that won't even land you a job nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, to go back home and live in your parents' basement. You know,
and work at McDonald's is closing.
Right, and be lucky, you know, be lucky, feel lucky to have a job at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it's for people not to wake up to this and see it for the reality that it is, that they're being taken. You know, hook, line, and sinker. It's just, it astounds me of the levels of stupidity in the masses. And
it's sort
how
of like they're drugged on lead. And,
exactly.
You know the Dead Ringer story?
Yeah.
The Dead Ringer comes from people drinking out of lead mugs and getting poisoned and then appearing to be dead, and they would have a wake. That's where the wake comes from. Everybody shows up and thinks you're dead because initially what they found was when they exhumed bodies, they found that they were alive in the coffin and they were scratching on the inside of the coffin. So what they did they let you lie on the table for 10 days. And if you didn't get up, then they buried you. So that's the wake. And then they tied a string to the toe. And the string went up through the ground to a little bell above the grave. And if the person woke up, the bell would ring. And they'd dig them up.
Right.
So it's sort of like, wake the fuck up! Well, they're poisoned. they're fucking poisoned, all
right?
And this is the masses. And, you know, they need to detox and fucking be smacked around a bit and, you know, like...
Right. They need to realize the level of the levels that they're being duped, you know, how badly they're being duped all across the board.
And John, man, we will not stop until the game is up, until the Fat Lady sings.
Absolutely,
I mean,
man.
The point is that there's hope. We don't know how many people are awake. We don't know how many people are good. We don't know how many people are bad. Neither do they. And so, you know, when the shit hits the fan, it could end up, you know, chopping them to bits. And that would be very nice. I'd like a new fucking future for humanity, which is good and harmony, you know, like beautiful. Like
absolutely.
But not this, you know, George Bush saying, George H.W. Bush saying, not the law of the jungle, you know, like, fuck you, asshole. What do you call murdering people? That's, I don't even know if that's the law of the jungle, but it's evil. It's satanic. It's like, you want this beautiful new world order by way of evil acts and systematic destruction of humanity. That
and brutality.
It's awful. It's like,
it's brutality.
How do you forge something good out of something so dripping with blood?
Right, and that's what gets me about the elites is they claim, you know, such civility and enlightenment, you know, and they're higher than us. They're educated. But meanwhile, they mass murdered, you know, millions. How could you call yourself civil or educated or enlightened in any way, shape, or form?
They don't blame
they're more brutal than anybody, you know, like people like you and me wouldn't even dream of being that brutal. You know, for control and power. And yet they claim civility and they claim the divine right to rule over all of us. And people
just,
fall for
they're
it.
They're drunk with power and they want it all.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, I'm going to fight to the death when the time comes with all my heart and soul. And, you know, I this is the greatest battle ever in all of human history. And people need to know that's what's coming. It's coming very fucking soon, and like this year. And you know, they're lining up their pieces. They made the board. They made the they didn't make the board. The board was there. They put the squares on the board. They put the pieces on the board. We showed up on the board by virtue of being born into it. They lied to us.
That's our fault. as we continue to play into it, we play into their game.
If people
in mass just, you know, said fuck this shit,
yeah,
and didn't do it, they'd be dead in the water. They wouldn't have any control.
We got to take it away from them.
Right,
somehow.
Exactly. My point, exactly.
We've got to be organized.
Yes. Organization is the key, because that's what they are against us. They're totally unilaterally across the board organized against the rest of the world and the people for their end means and agenda. And that's exactly how we have to